More than 40 years ago, Tim Palmer set out to write a biography of the Youghiogheny River. Now he's updated it. Known for white water rafting as well as industry, the Youghiogheny flows north from its source in West Virginia through Ohio Pyle State Park and empties into the Monongahela River a little south of Pittsburgh. Palmer revisited its waters and banks in a newly released revised edition of Youghiogheny, Appalachian River for the University of Pittsburgh Press. Recently, I got a chance to talk with him about it. The dedication for the book reads, "In memory of my father who first showed me this river." What are your roots here and why did you want to write about the Youghiogheny twice?
I mean, get this. My ancestors first moved to this area in 1787. And they actually settled in Jockey Hollow, which is now flooded by Youghiogheny Reservoir. A family contingent soon moved to Ohio Pyle and spent like the next five generations there. And so I went there as a kid on family trips. I got to run wild as this little kid in the Appalachian Mountains. So I developed this perspective on the place that goes back to my first memories, really, as a child.
How is this new edition different from the previous version, and what was the process for updating it?
The first edition of the book was in 1984. I can't believe that's 40 years ago. I had already written my first book, which is called Rivers of Pennsylvania. I had become a landscape architect and a county planner in north central Pennsylvania. I saw this as a great opportunity to draw on my family history, my personal background, the passion I had developed for river conservation and rivers everywhere. There's a lot of history in the book, but it's much more than a history. I took principally a journalist's approach in interviewing people to get the modern day story. And I went there and stayed for months and months at a time over a period of 2 years and wrote about my personal experiences and my personal impressions of the place. Then 2 years ago, the new marketing director for the press gave me a call and said, "Tim, would you be interested in doing a second edition of the book?" And I said, "Well, sure, that would be great. I don't want to change what's in the book because it's pretty much a set piece as it is. I really don't want to mess with that. But I'd be thrilled to write a new introduction, principally about why the Youghiogheny is so important to us today, and a substantial epilogue to bring people up to date on a lot of the really important issues and events and situations that exist."
What are some of the biggest ecological changes you noticed about the river and the landscape along it?
The big one, that's easy. It's way cleaner than it was. I mean, going back even before I wrote the first book, the Youghiogheny River was essentially sterilized by acid mine drainage. There were hardly any fish in it at all. That gradually improved through the 60s and 70s, and then there were more market improvements in the 80s and 90s. As our state agency got a better grip on strip mining, and as we pursued mine reclamation, when I was a kid, Cucumber Run, which is kind of the premier small waterfall in Ohio Pyle State Park, and actually in Pennsylvania, Cucumber Run was like day-glow orange with acid mine drainage. And now it's just a beautiful stream again. Not that the stream is totally recovered biologically. That's a much higher bar to clear. But at least the worst of the acid mine drainage has been cleaned up. Unfortunately, it has to be continuously cleaned with treatment facilities that have to be maintained. So the obligation continues. That's a change that's really good. And you'd think that given all of that experience and hundreds of millions of dollars spent in reclamation, we would have learned a few lessons. But then came the era of fracking, and that has led to many of the same type of problems we had from poorly regulated coal mining. So, you know, the challenges continue here, and the changes continue.
Some of the things that you mentioned I hadn't really thought about, like the trees are bigger.
You know, it's spectacular. I mean, a tree that when I was a kid was just kind of small, you know, maybe 3 or 4 inches in diameter. is now 30 inches in diameter, or 3 feet. You know, it's just fabulous to go back and see what now looks like an old-growth forest of these wonderful mature trees. Unfortunately, we also have a plague of exotic species now. Insects like the hemlock woolly adelgid. It would be killing all of our hemlock trees, which are one of the big highlights of our Yucca Guinea forest. It would be killing all of them in Ohiopyle State Park if the state park were not treating those trees, for now, with insecticide. We can't do that forever. Hopefully that is just a stopgap measure until we have biological predators that begin to multiply in numbers that are effective.
You write about how recreation has changed along the river, including whitewater rafting. Tell me more about that.
In the 70s, the popularity of whitewater boating skyrocketed. So, you know, whitewater rafting, kayaking, and canoeing. And then something happened that absolutely nobody saw coming. And that was that whitewater paddling use flattened out, and then it began to decline. So today, there's only about half the amount of whitewater use that there was in 1988. And I talked to a lot of people about this. And there are a lot of reasons, actually. But the simplest issue is pure demographics. Back in the 70s, hardly anybody had gone whitewater rafting. A lot of media said, go rafting on the Yauk. People did. They do it once, twice, three times. Then for, I think, many, there was this feeling of kind of been there, done that. They quit coming. So that's one reason. But there are many others. The technological age and the cell phone culture is much less oriented toward the outdoors and to real physical adventure than we used to be. And kind of related to that, there are quite a few people who think that you know, it's just a little too hard. They don't want to do something that has a long learning curve. As one of the outfitters described it to me, he said, people have a shorter attention span today. Now they, instead of a day-long river trip of the lower Yauk, they want a half-day trip. Or they want a one-hour trip. And then he just kind of shook his head a little. He said, they want a 10-minute trip. Now, there is a good side to this, because when I wrote the book in the early 80s, the river was really crowded. I think we've actually flattened out at about the right level of recreational use on the Yucca Guinea that we perhaps should have had in the first place.
The book is not just about the natural elements of the river. It's about the people that you spoke with, the people that you knew. And, you know, unfortunately, when you went back, a lot of the people had moved on or had passed away. What was it like to revisit some of those stories?
It was a very bittersweet experience for me to come back after 40 years. And I felt this right away at the upper end of the river, at a place called Sang Run, where these very challenging raft trips begin in Maryland. And back then, it was kind of a battleground that was put in at Sang Run between local mountaineer residents who didn't want to see other people coming in and whitewater boaters who just loved the place. And so there was a massive conflict there, which I wrote about in the first book. It was fascinating. You know, the kind of principal person involved there has passed away since. And there was a very interesting story there because he ended up, in a sense, supporting rafting and cooperating with one of the rafting operators in a way that I thought was a really good sign of the times, because that was the cultural conflict of that time. And those guys kind of overcame that to work together. Of course, Rusty died. So it was a little bittersweet, but there are new people who have come in who are fabulous people, you know, doing an amazing work and making terrific contributions to what this place is. So there's that bright side of all this as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's great to be with you.
Tim Palmer is the author of the newly revised Yucca Guinea, Appalachian River. He's a photographer, too, and the cover photo is one of his. Head to our website for some book tour dates in October. That's at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.